Hello, my name is Larry Lewis, and I'd like to welcome you to a second podcast that we're starting this month called FB Tech Tips. And what FB Tech Tips is a podcast devoted to answering some of your technical questions that I might see on different listservs and so forth, that I feel require maybe a little bit of attention. We all use different types of technology. Technology is moving forward at a breakneck speed. And so the FB Tech Tips is a service that Flying Blind would like to provide to you, the end user, just to make your technology experience a little bit more comfortable to you. With me is my colleague Dennis Bartlett, and Dennis is going to be taking the lead on the Tech Tips portion of the FB podcasting. And this month, Dennis is going to devote a little bit of time to those of us who are using Windows Vista, how we might synchronize data with a mobile device using some of the new Windows Vista features that are out there. For those of you who are not using Windows Vista, maybe you still are using Windows XP and so forth, we're going to deviate a little bit away from the active sync way of synchronizing data and take a look at how one might synchronize their data using Windows Vista.
Hello, this is Dennis Bartlett, and welcome to this segment of our podcast. And this time we're going to deal with synchronizing your mobile device using Windows Vista. And for this demonstration, I'm using System Access as my screen reader. So we've got the device connected already, and we're not set up with a partnership yet. We've got System Access to Go running. So we'll go through the choices here and give you a good feel of what it is.
Windows Mobile Device Center. Windows Mobile Device Center. Help and About button. Alt H.
Now, in System Access, we're using the mouse cursor to make our selections because of the way the application is poorly designed.
Mobile Device Settings. Mobile Device Settings. Set up your device. Link.
Okay, we're going to go to set up our device.
Blank. Set up Windows Mobile Partnership. The calendar. Synchronize contacts between your PC and device to keep your information up to date in both locations. Keep contacts up to date. Checked.
Okay, so these are the items that we're going to synchronize. So we're going to synchronize our contacts.
Calendar. Synchronize calendar between your PC and device to keep your information up to date in both locations. Keep calendar up to date. Checked. Email. Synchronize mail between your PC and device to keep your information up to date in both locations. Keep mail up to date. Checked. Tasks. Synchronize tasks between your PC and device to keep your information up to date in both locations. Keep tasks up to date. Checked. Notes. Sync Outlook notes with your device. Notes created within the last week will be kept up to date in both locations. Keep Outlook notes up to date. Not checked.
Okay, we're not going to check notes because I don't really use them in Outlook, so not really anything that needs to be synchronized.
Mobile favorites. Sync favorites with your device. Sync your favorite web links with your device so that they're on your device whenever you are on the go. Checked.
Okay, so we're going to synchronize our Internet Explorer favorites so that we have the same favorites on the computer as we do on our mobile device when we're using it out and about.
Files. Sync files between your PC and device. Just place PC files in a special folder located in your documents folder. Not checked.
Okay, we're not going to synchronize our files at this point. The reason being that we're using Office 2007 on the computer, and in my device currently there isn't a way to support the new Word format. I could save them as a compatible format, but I really don't personally do that much with them right now. So those are our choices.
Next button. All
okay.
Done.
So then we go to next.
Device name, editable text, Bartlett smartphone.
Okay, so then right away it gives us a name for the device. It's currently Bartlett's smartphone, which that's what it is. So we're just going to leave it that way.
Set up button. Alt S. Cancel button.
Okay.
Set up button. Alt S.
And we're going to press our spacebar on setup.
27%. Blank.
And now it's performing a synchronization.
72%.
Of our mobile device.
Button. Track one select on.
So that's basically what we have. We also have a portion of that, our connection settings, where we can choose to have it connect via USB and Bluetooth so that we can connect this device via Bluetooth to this computer. This is a Dell notebook, and it does have Bluetooth in it, so I can connect it via Bluetooth and let it synchronize that way, or I can connect it via a USB cable. So, you know, we have those options. We have the options to allow data connections when connected to the computer, and we chose yes for those, which means the device, when it's connected, can access the internet, or we can use the device, if we don't have any other connection, to connect to the internet should we be out mobile and not have any other Wi-Fi connection. Although Wi-Fi connections are pretty prevalent, especially around most major cities. You can find some free Wi-Fi connections, or if not, any Starbucks or places like that have, you can pay for a connection if you need it. But there are many free ones. So.
Smartphone is now set up for sync. Check this icon anytime for sync status or click to open sync center.
Okay, so now, you know, we're set up to sync and everything is ready to go. Just the caveat of the fact is that no matter what screen reader you're using, you're going to have to use the mouse pointer, JAWS cursor, Window Eyes cursor, whatever screen reader you're using, you're going to use the mouse cursor, whatever simulates the mouse, to work with Windows Mobile Device Center. The other thing is, Windows Mobile Device Center does not come standard on a lot of the different configurations of Windows. I have Windows Home Edition, Windows Premium Home Edition of Windows Vista, and I had to go to Microsoft's website and download the Mobile Device Center in order to have it on this system. Windows Vista Ultimate has it, and of course the Business Editions have it, but anything lower than that does not have it. Doesn't mean you can't get it. It means you just have to go download it and install it so that you have it on your version of Windows Vista. And hopefully in the future we can get better access, easier access to this product, but for now it's heavily dependent on your ability to use whatever cursor you use that simulates your mouse pointer to be able to use the application successfully. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Dennis. That was very helpful, and we look forward to what you have for us next month as we move forward with future installments of FB Tech Tips. For those of you who would like to have something showcased on FB Tech Tips, or you have a technical question that you think might be beneficial for others to learn from, please feel free to email me at larry.lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G-blind, B-L-I-N-D.com, and we'll give your questions consideration for a future installment of FB Tech Tips.